Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Wilder versus Spilka conference call. If you have any questions that you would like to ask, please press star one. Again, it is star one on your telephone keypad if you have any questions. I will now like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Lou Dabella.
Happy holidays, everybody, and thanks for joining us on the Deontay Wilder versus Arthur Spilka WBC Heavyweight World Championship conference call. This great event will be on Showtime Championship Boxing, January 16th, 2016, from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Wilder Spilka will be the first heavyweight world championship bout to take place in Brooklyn in 115 years. The last one occurred on May 11th, 1900, when champion James Jeffries knocked out former champion James J. Corbett in the 23rd round of what was his third title defense. And I think Deontay Wilder actually was making his third title defense on January 16th in Brooklyn. And I'd like to introduce the CEO of the Barclays Center, my good friend Brett Yormark, to talk about this historic fight. Brett?
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate everyone being on the call today. You know, this will be the 16th professional boxing card at Barclays Center since we opened the building in the fall of 2012. And as you all know, we're very passionate and committed to the sport of boxing, and we're very much happy to be a part of this historic event. As Lou said earlier, it's the first heavyweight title fight in Brooklyn since May 1900. So it's a big-time event, and we're just very excited to be a part of it. As most of you know, Brooklyn does have a deep history in heavyweight boxing. You know, some of the heavyweight champions that have come from Brooklyn certainly include Mike Tyson and Riddick Bowe. And, you know, we think the Wilder versus Spilka fight will be an incredible fight for casual boxing fans, for hardcore boxing fans. Obviously, we'll tap into the Polish community, you know, throughout the tri-state area. So it's very, very exciting. You know, I had a chance to speak to the champ, Deontay, when he was in town for our most recent fight, and I know he's excited, and we're thrilled to have you call Brooklyn home. And as I said to him on the dais, you know, hopefully, you know, this will be his home, you know, going forward, because we'd certainly like to be part of the heavyweight conversation in the future. I want to wish all the fighters a great fight. I look forward to seeing all of you during Fight Week. Ticket sales are off to a great start. We expect probably our biggest crowd ever for this particular fight, and just excited to be a part of it. So thank you, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Brett. Brett alluded to ticket sales being off to a good start. They really are. We had our pre-sale, and we just went on sale in you know, the last day or so, and tickets are moving very, very well. Tickets for the live event, sponsored by Corona, by the way. The event's sponsored by Corona, and DeBell Entertainment's promoting it in association with Warriors Boxing and Spheris Knockout Promotions. Tickets start at $25. Not including applicable fees. They're on sale now. They can be purchased online by visiting Ticketmaster.com, BarclaysCenter.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000, 1-800-745-3000. They're also available at the American Express box office at the Barclays Center. If you purchase your tickets before January 1, it's a special holiday incentive. You'll get a 10% discount. So any fans that purchase before New Year's Day, we'll get a 10% discount. Group discounts are available by calling 844-BKLYN-GP. 844-BKLYN-GP. First, I want to introduce Team Spilka. First, Arthur is 20-1 with 15 KOs. He's a brash, colorful guy, 6'3", Polish heavyweight. Aggressive all-out brawler. He's currently ranked number 8 by the WBC. He amassed a great amateur record of 102 wins and only 5 losses. He's been a pro since 2008. He first gained notice when he stopped the once-touted Owen Beck in 4 rounds in 2011, unanimously outpointed former world title challenger Jamil McLean. Bookended 2013 with 2 U.S. televised wars against Mike Molo, winning both by knockout. The 26-year-old entered this fight with 4 victories in a row including a 10-round unanimous decision over former cruiserweight world champion and heavyweight world title challenger Thomas Adamek. He's coming off a second-round stoppage over the 17-1 Yasmeni Consuegra on August 14th, and he's determined to make history by becoming the first ever Polish-born heavyweight champion. Arthur trains in Houston, Texas, with my good friend, the great trainer Ronnie Shields. And Ronnie, you want to just say a few words about Arthur?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's great to be on with everybody. Looking forward to January 16th in Brooklyn, New York. And Arthur Spilker, you know, he's a one of a kind. You know, you don't get many fighters like him. Great guy, always working hard, always wants to learn. And that's the most important thing. And I think, you know, when you think you know everything, then that means you don't know anything. So you always have to keep learning. And that's the part of the sport that, you know, that I love about it, that you can never stop teaching. And so guys can always learn. So we're looking forward to fighting Deontay. Deontay is a great champion, you know, and a great guy at that. And we're looking forward to this. And Arthur Spilker has been really working hard. You know, he's been, you know, we were supposed to fight actually a week ago when the fight got canceled on us, about 3 weeks ago, but we stayed in the gym. We continued training. And, you know, it's a blessing that now he's able to fight for the heavyweight championship of the world. So we're looking forward to it, and we'll see everyone on January 16th.
Thank you, Ron. And now, this is a gentleman who's Polish is his first language, but he's hanging out in Houston. He's learned his English pretty well, and I think he's going to try to handle most of your questions in English. And in case there's anything we need help on, the legendary Polish Peter is joining us on the call, and Peter will translate if necessary. But Arthur's usually not at a lack for words in both English and in Polish, and I think he's going to handle himself just fine on this call. He had a lot to say on Showbox the other night when he was interviewed, and I know he's looking to make history on January 16th. There's never been a Polish heavyweight champion of the world, and Deontay's going to try to prevent that from occurring, and Arthur's going to try to make history. Arthur Spilka.
Hey, I would like to welcome everybody. I will be try say something, but if you I don't know something, Peter told, yes?
Yes.
I'm excited. I can wait. I thank you, champion. I hope that you hear me loud and clear, and I can wait this fight. I'm ready. My head is ready, and we will see. Train hard work, man, and good luck, because I'm going to kick your ass, and you must be tough, man. You started world champion January, and you're done January 16th.
Well, those are some big words to start. Deontay Wilder has some connections to Brooklyn through his trainer, Mark Breland, amateur legend, former world champion, great guy, 100% Brooklyn. And I'm sure, Mark, you have something to say about what Arthur just said.
You got to turn up the mic.
Yeah, well, you know, Deontay's in good shape. You know, he's ready to fight. You know, we've been training for a while now, so, you know, we're just ready to fight. That's the basic thing, you know, just training camp, getting in and out of camp and fighting. He just want to fight, just like I know how he feels being a fighter and want to fight, and the fight gets canceled and come back and fight another fight. We're just keeping him busy, and you know he's in great shape.
Thanks, Mark. The champion has this will be his fourth fight in 1 year, his third title defense on January 16th. He's seen his star power grow from being a superstar in Alabama, and his popularity has grown exponentially. Since, with Tyson Fury's victory over Klitschko, Deontay's getting a lot of attention in Europe and in Great Britain, And, you know, being a charismatic young world champion, this is a pretty good time to be a heavyweight right now, with the division, all the noise being made in the division. And I think this this defense in Brooklyn, New York, historic defense, the first one in 115 years by a heavyweight champion, is a great opportunity to continue to have that star rise. Deontay, Mr. Spilka says he's going to kick your ass and your reign's going to end the same month it began. What do you have to say about that?
Hello, everybody. Have a happy holidays as well, too. It's coming up quick. If you ain't got your shopping done, you better get ready because I ain't done nothing yet, man. But to the fight, I'm looking forward to the fight. I'm excited about fighting at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. I'm excited about the whole New York, fighting in New York, period. You know, this is my debut on the there, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking to make history myself as well. Speaker said he's looking to come and make history to be the first Polish heavyweight champion. And that's what I like, man. I like these foreign guys that to look to come and make history. I'm a big guy about making history, and I know the guys that wants to put their name down as the first ever. I mean, like the first ever in history, you know, that's a big deal. You know, those guys come to fight. They come to put up a great fight just so they can make history. So something that can be with them years down the line when they get old, they can tell their great-grandkids and their great-grandkids can tell so forth and so on, a tradition. But that's also a thing where I like making history as well, too. So it's two guys that's trying to make history. And may the best man win. Speaker says he's going to kick my ass, so I guess I'm going to bend over and let him kick it. As far as the fight concerned and him having the belt, it's not going to happen, not on the 16th, not with this champion. You know, I appreciate him for accepting the offer. It's a great feeling to be able to fight for a world title, so I know what he may be feeling right now, but, you know, it's not over. Don't get too overwhelmed by the opportunity. You know, you still got to go through with the opportunity. And we're looking forward to it. Like I always say, I'm never, ever out of shape. You know, I don't know what it is to get tired. You know, I love the ring. I'm in love with this sport. And I can't wait. It's going to be a hell of a show. It's going to be a hell of an undercard. And I'm looking for a sold-out crowd to come out. I'm looking forward to the Polish community as well, too. So once I knock Spuka out, you know, I want all the Polish fans to come on board of the Bronze Bomber, the Bomb Squad train as we lead furthermore into unifying the division and bringing heavyweight division back on top like it once was.
Thank you, Deontay. We're going to open it up to questions. You know, one more time, one thing we want to emphasize is Deontay, it's really important to him that his fights be accessible to everybody. And ticket prices for this great event start at only $25. And I think that's a great opportunity for, you know, all our fans in Brooklyn and New York City and the whole tri-state area and all around the world to come in and get to see a World Heavyweight Championship fight at a really affordable pricing. Ringside tickets are $300 with the VIP ringsides in the first couple of rows at $500, but the majority of tickets are very, very reasonably priced and all the way, you know, down beginning at $25. So we want to encourage as many fans as possible to be there, and you get that 10% discount fans who buy before New Year's Day. So we're really trying to encourage, you know, people to buy early. We're now open for questions, moderator.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question is from Robert Morales with LA Daily News. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Deontay, can you just talk about how your life has changed since you won the heavyweight title?
My life definitely has changed dramatically, you know. I'm able to support my family beyond my belief, like I told like I promised my daughter when I said I was going to get a belt and be able to support her beyond her belief. You know, that's definitely has followed through. I'm able to go anywhere I want as I please. You know, the attention, especially at home, it's been crazy. It's like I can't go nowhere. It's like I'm a superhero back home for sure. But even elsewhere, you know, over different countries and different states. I was just in Hawaii, and people, you know, they love me over there as well too. So the love has been definitely real, and it's been great, you know. And I'm a perfect guy for all what it takes to be a heavyweight champion of the world, you know. That whole total package. It's not just the heavyweight champion of the world. I don't think it's defined just, you know, being great inside the ring. It's also that thing that you have to do outside of the ring that a lot of fighters don't have. That, you know, and that I'm the total package. You know, I'm definitely a people's person. And I love to interact with the peoples and talk to them, you know, no matter how many people's around, you know, I like to take my time out for them, no matter what I have going on. And I think that's very important for, you know, for just general people in the public, you know. That's how you gain even more fans as well, too, and it's just natural. I'm not the type of guy that put on the front. I don't have two-faced. Either you like me or you don't. How you see me as, that's what I am. I don't change overnight. I don't change in front of cameras. I don't say things that I can't say in front of a person's face. I'm just not that type of person. What you get, what you see is what you get from me. And you know, I love the feeling of being heavyweight champion of the world. It's no greater feeling than being the champ, the heavyweight champion of the world. But this is just part of my journey. My ultimate goal in boxing is to be the undisputed. The last undisputed champion was Lennox Lewis. That was 1999. And I'm looking forward to putting my name in the history books on that.
Very good, very good. Hey, I have one question for Arthur. Arthur, what makes you think you're going to be able to kick Deontay Wilder's ass?
Arthur?
Yes, yes.
Zrozumiałeś pytanie?
Nie, właśnie nie zrozumiałem. Powtórz.
Dlaczego uważasz, że jesteś w stanie nakopać mu do tyłka?
I have everything what good boxer have. A strong punch, good legs, I am confident, you know, and I know this is my time. I'm future heavyweight, and he will see. I know he fights. Deontay Wilder is a great fighter. He is strong. I have respect for him, but never fight with somebody like me, fast and confident. You know, when one fighter with his fears good, I think, was Bernard Stiver, and that's it. Everybody was boom. And he will see 16 January, baby. I'm ready.
Thank you. Thanks, both of you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Jeff Wilkowski with Hit First Boxing. Go ahead.
My first question is to Arthur. Mr. Arthur, what's the strengths and weaknesses of Mr. Wilder?
Jakie są dobre i słabe strony Wildera?
I think Wilder is a good strong, good right hand. He is tough guy, but I don't want to say what is no good. You know, he will see 16 January. I can say he is great fighter. He has good punch, but we will see. This is really good fight. We will see. This is really good punch. We will see 16 January. Now I only see when somebody don't fight with him or somebody scared. Douglas and Molina no scare him was different fight and Bernard Stiver, but everybody scare him. You know, when somebody scare, you can do that everything what you want. I never scare, and he will see. This is no joke, and I can wait 16 January. Every day when I wake up morning, I'm so excited. I can wait this day, and I hope that nothing happened. He know will be have contusion, and 60 January will be fight. I know my fans, my family, my everybody, my team, Ronnie Shields, Danny Arnold will be very happy because I do everything that I can. I give 100%, 100 maybe 200% every day, and I know this is big opportunity. I want to be a first heavyweight Polish champion. I will be. Listen. He is a great fighter, I know, but never, ever somebody like me. And see, this is no joke. And that's it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now, Mr. Wilder, question is, have you studied or watched any of Stilka's fights, and what have you taken out of that?
Deontay?
Wilder.
One moment. It looks like Mr. Wilder's line has disconnected.
Deontay back?
Mr. Wilder is now reconnected.
Deontay, with us?
Mr. Wilder?
Hey, Deontay.
I apologize. It looks like he has disconnected again. One moment, please, while he dials in.
Okay.
He's car. I have no spray, but I feel. I just feel I'm in rare form. I'm ready. I'm ready, Peter. You know me. I'm ready.
You were born ready, man.
Oh, I'm ready now, and I can wait. I'm hard working, and I can wait. And he will see when we look my eyes what is inside. He will see.
Maybe we'll move on to a question. If there's another question for Shmilka, and when Deontay comes back, he'll answer the last question. Anybody have a question for Arthur when we're waiting?
Shmilka.
Yes?
My question is like this, man. You got only 6 weeks to this fight, your training camp. How's preparation for this fight going?
No, I was more. I think I will fight with Amin Mansour. I train hard. I was only 1 week rest, and something told me, Arthur, no, don't be rest because something big happens will be, you know, something big story coming. You must train. And I said, I think, okay, I have workout, but easy, but I will be good eat and everything. And listen, 1 week after this, I come back, workout, I train so hard, and 2 weeks after, somebody called me, hey, maybe you will be fighting with Dan Otto, heavyweight champion of the world. I think, yeah, really? I was, oh my God, this was my dream, this was my destination, something like this, you know, and I'm happy, and now I know this is my destination.
I got the phone disconnected, but we're back now. Deontay Wilder's back on.
Okay, the last question for Deontay that he missed was, has he looked at any tapes of Shmilka, and if so, what has he seen?
Personally, I don't look at films at all. I never have because I've learned that that opponent that he's fighting that. They, 9 times out of 10, don't fight the same way with me with that opponent. Everybody's different. Everybody has different style. That's why I have a great team behind me, and I lead it up to them guys. They're able to break down fighters, you know, to a T, and I just listen to my core and go along with the game plan, you know. And that's how I go about, you know. And another thing to me, I don't look at film because I think it's more challenging to me to not really know too much about the guy. I want to get in the ring and fill him out and go from there. You know, it's more challenge to my brain and able for me to use everything that I'm capable of doing. So for that reason, I don't look at film at all. And, I'm always ready for whoever. I don't care who it is, you know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's in that ring with me come that night. You know, a lot of these fighters, they say the same old shit, man. You know, it's the same. It's like a headache to me. It's like it's like, do they study each other? Or what they gonna say? They come with the same shit about the opponents and they the toughest one and stuff like that. And they talk about Stavern like, you know, like he's a, like he was a god or something. And I finally beat him or whatever. That was the only one I beat. You know, my last two fighters I put against Stavern easily, especially Dorpa. I put against him easily to beat him. You know, a lot of guys have can talk the talk. And you know, the best thing that Mike Tyson could have ever said that came out of his mouth: every fighter got a game plan until they get hit. And that, you know, and that's what we're all about. You know, they can say how tough they is, they can say how ready they are, they can say who I done fought, they can feel like they got a game plan until it's time for that fight or that night. It's when it's really, you can't, ain't nobody can, it ain't no substitution, it ain't no plan B. It's just me and you. Be ready now. You know, I love a fighter that's not scared. You know, that's even more for me to knock their motherfucking head off. You know, because I don't play around. I don't play boxing. You can't. I'm in love with this sport. If you push a rabbit in the corner enough, he'll get scared and he will whoop that ass. So, you know, that's good. He's not scared. I'm glad. That's happened for me. So I don't want to hear no excuses after this fight. I don't play around with this. I'm coming in, I mean business, and I come with bad intentions to really hurt my opponent. This is the game that we're in. Unfortunately, it's a winner and a loser. And I don't know nothing about losing. All I know is hurting. So good luck.
Next question.
Our next question is from Eddie Goldman with No Holds Bar. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. First question for Deontay. Deontay, with Klitschko's recent loss, it's really, as Lou said earlier, opened things up in the heavyweight division. Has that at all changed your approach to this fight? Because now any top heavyweight fight is going to get a lot more attention than it would have gotten before. So has that changed your approach at all to this fight?
Has it changed what to this, what's the last thing? Has it changed what?
Did it change your approach to this fight?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, the show must go on. Whether you know, that's dealing with the other belts. I got a WBC belt. You know, that don't have nothing to do with me. You know, it's good to see change. You know, it's good for the fans. It's good for boxing when they see a guy that reigned for so long, then it finally changes hands. You know, that's good for the boxing scene. But my approach is still the same. I'm still looking to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, no matter who has that belt. You know. I mean, Klitschko is not out of this thing. He can come back and regain his title back. You know, this is boxing. You know, anything can happen. You know, we've seen the unexpected happen when Fury beat him. So nobody never thought that. You know, not. You know, a lot of people didn't have that sense, didn't see that coming. So, you know, this is why I love this sport. It's unpredictable about what can happen. So, but my approach is still the same. I still train the same. I still live the same lifestyle as me. I still have the same mindset. And I still do what I do, you know, until that time comes. I'm a patient guy, and I believe in timing. And everything that happened in my life, that came in the right time in my life. And this is another step in my life in the right direction. And I'm just looking forward to January 16. I'm always looking forward when I can get back in that ring, when I can get on those lights, when I can get around these fans, and you know, and make it do what it do, you know.
Any specific training or plans for facing a southpaw in this fight?
No, you know, it's different plans for it's different. It's always different plans for different fighters, you know. It's two things I like in boxing, and I like to fight. That's southpaws and guys that like to pressure me, you know. So he fit the description very well, you know. I'm really looking forward to the fight, and I hope Spuka, you know, live up to what he say. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they just talk the talk, but when it's time, you know, they don't deliver what they say they would. So, but I hope he live up to what he say. You know, I want an exciting fight at the end of the day. I want a fight that people say, you know, that was one of their best fights of the year. No matter how many fights they've been to, I want people to say, you know, I want to see those guys fight again. You know, and that's the kind of show I'm looking for. I'm looking for a grand show. I'm looking for a great performance on my behalf. 2016 is a new year for me, and I'm setting the tone. I'm setting the pace with this fight, the start of this fight. I'm setting the pace with it. I'm going to let him – I'm gonna show an example of Spuka to all the rest of them that get in my way that Deontay Wilder is not playing, that he is on a mission. And anybody stepping my way, they will. I'm going to let you fill in the blank.
Okay, and a similar question for Arthur. With Klitschko's loss and greater attention to all heavyweight fights, how has that affected your preparations? Do you feel it's made you more confident, or how has that affected your preparation for the fight?
Yes. Przegrana Kliczki, zmiana wszystkiego, co się dzieje w wadze ciężkiej, w jaki sposób wpłynęło to na twoje przygotowania do tego pojedynku?
Yes, I was more confident because I know this new generation coming. You know, when Tyson Fury winner, I was happy. I was excited, and I don't know him. I know him very long time ago when we was together amateur boxers. He was heavyweight, I was light heavyweight, and we together trained because England and Polish nationality team was trained together, and I know him, and you know, I have something like respect for everybody, and I watch this fight and I think, oh my God, yes, this is my time. Everybody can win, you know, because Tyson Fury winner with Klitschko, but I don't think so he can win or everybody, you know what I mean? And this is great, new blood for boxing, and new energy, and everybody is happy, you know. Now boxing heavyweight champion live, and no one person have every belt. Only belt is like you know, everybody can fight, and I'm happy, and I'm confident.
Okay, thank you. Good luck to everybody in the fight. Looking forward.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Again, it is *1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Our next question is from Kendrick Johnson with todaysknockout.com. Go ahead.
How you doing, champ? It's your boy Kendrick, man. How you doing?
What's up, Kendrick? You doing all right, man?
Yeah, holding it down, man. Tell me, you talked about making a statement. How big of a deal is to make that statement to start off your 2016 to fit in your big plan that you got to unify the belt? Because we know you're on that mission. So is this just to send a message, or do you have to put on a show, or do you just have to win?
Not only just win. I feel that I have to put on a great show. You know, it's always the goal to put on a great show, you know. Even though we know a win is a win, whether it's an ugly win or a pretty win. But I definitely want to win in a fantastic fashion. And with that being said, that means one of those type of knockouts where the amateurs finally get to do their job that night, you know, sit close to the ring type of performance. Where I hit him and he started trembling on the canvas, his tongue on the back of his mouth kind of performance, where his head shake or he go into sleep mode when he hit the canvas type of performance. Crime scene where they put the chalk around his body because that way it relay type of performance, if you feel me.
And how big a deal is use this to springboard to eventually become a pay-per-view star, or is that not in your game plan?
You know, I'm not, you know, I never had sight on being a pay-per-view star. That just never been in my, you know, my mind thought. I want to be a pay-per-view star, you know. You know, I'm all for the people, that's for sure, you know. Whatever can allow them to see me fight, that's what I want to do. You know, I just love boxing. I'm in love with the sport. Again, I say that all the time, and I just want to let you know that I mean it. I'm in love with the sport, so whatever, I want to be able to make the people, you know, be able to see me and don't have to pay so much, you know, to see a great performance. I'm not all about the pay-per-view. If it comes in my life, at some time in my life, then, you know, that's good. If not, then I'm fine with it as well, too. But that's not something I'm looking to have, pay-per-view, you know.
Is Marcus Hunter going to be your home away from home? Kind of like how, like, Cotto used MSG, Canelo uses Texas. Is New York going to be your home away from Alabama? We know that's your real home.
Which one? Say that again, please.
Yeah, is Barclays going to be your home away from home?
I would love for that to be a home away from home, most definitely. You know, like I said, it's so much rich history in New York, period, you know, and, they need a face there. You know, it's a new facility. You know, they need a face there, and why not me? You know, home away from home, man. You know, I know the people would embrace me, you know, as one of their home. You know, I got many friends in New York. I got family as well there, too. So, you know, so why not? That's the mission that I'm on. That's what I'm looking forward to. And, yeah, that sounds good, man.
Thanks for your time, champ. I got one question for Arthur. 35 people have tried and 35 people have failed to beat Deontay's. Why should we believe you're going to be the one with the recipe? And how do you plan on doing it?
35 пробував, 35 тим часом вчинив удал. Для чого маємо вірити тобі, що ти будеш першим, хто знає рецепти на лідера?
Я мам на то трошки інше бачення, моїм зданням, ні. Перетлумачиш то, ні?
Очевидно.
Моїм зданням пробувало виграти ним 3 особи, решта по просту була з гори скажана на поражки і все з нього перестрашила. А я зробив все, що в моїй...
Добре, I have a different look at this. For me, not 35, but only 3 people actually tried to fight him. The rest of them lost before they even stepped in the ring. They were afraid. Move dalej.
I tak jak powiedziałem, ja zrobię wszystko, co w mojej mocy, mam plan. Wierzę mojemu narożnikowi, Roniemu Szlicowi. Jestem zupełnie innym zawodnikiem niż na przykład 2 lata temu z Jenningsem, którym na przykład składało się dużo rzeczy, ale nie będę o tym mówił, przegrałem i tyle. Jestem zupełnie innym zawodnikiem i zupełnie... Zobaczycie 16.
There is a big difference between me now and me 2 years ago when I lost to Brian Jennings. I don't want to talk about it at length, but I can tell you that I trust my corner, I trust my trainer, Ronnie Shields, and you guys will all see the real Artur Szpilka on January 16th.
All right, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Matthew Luzzi with Boxing Voice. Go ahead.
Hey, Deontay. How you doing today, champ?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to ask you, you saw Robert Fury Klitschko fight, and at the post-fight press conference, Tyson had some choice words to say about you when you were brought up, you know, saying, oh, why is Deontay being brought up? He's just a basketball player. What are your thoughts on that? Because I think before the Klitschko, the fight between you two was seen as a fun fight and a 50-50 fight, but now it's something different. What do you think about Fury and the way he's handled his win over Klitschko?
I definitely saw the fight while I was awake, you know. but, you know, that's the exciting part about boxing. You just never know what's going to happen, man, and that's why I adore this sport. You just never know. You know, people, you always got to be at the top of your game when that bell rings, you know. So we again congratulate him on the upset, and hope he's enjoying the belt and stuff like that. And of course, the comments that he referred to me was mentioned, and you know everybody entitled to their own opinion. You know words don't hurt me. When people say things about me, or you know, whether they express themselves, because you know. Most of these guys, they do that in front of the camera, you know. When they're in person, they're like best friends to me or something like that. They just change overnight. And that's just not even fighters. That's even media guys as well, too, or fans as well, too. It's like you just transform. You say these crazy stuff when you feel like you won't be heard or seen. And then when you come in person on site, you change into this loving, giving kind of person, you know, which is fine, you know. everybody, you know, that if that's how they want to live their life, then that's how they live it. But you know, but when it all boils down to it, like I said before, and I'll say it again, I am on a mission. I am on a mission, you know, and nobody's going to stop me. I promise you that. Nobody. I don't care how confident they is. I don't care who they got in their corner. I don't care if they devoted their life back to Christ and to be able to get back in the ring and doing all this, how I once was, but I'm a changed man and all that bull. I haven't had to change nothing because from day one I've been doing the right thing. So I haven't got off track. So that's the advantage. Right? I don't get off track because I've been trusting in my people. I've been having the right people behind me. I've been doing the right things from day one. My lifestyle been healthy. My training process and training regimen been great from day one. So I'm not off track. All these other fights, they had to catch up. These heavyweights, they get out of shape and want to get in shape when it's time to fight. I'm in shape year-round, baby. I get out of the bed in shape, you know? And that's the difference. Like I tell, man, this is not a game. You know, the more a person talk, the worse it is for them. You know, I respect all fighters that step in that ring, but it comes a time where somebody got to go. And I'm not looking forward to going nowhere no time soon until I retire. And I think me and Tyson still, you know, it still was hype. Me and him been building that fight for 4 years now, and I think it's still going to be the biggest thing that happens if he continues to have this belt. But I even more want him even more now because I don't like something that he did. You know, after he fought, he won, he apologized to Lennox, which is one of a good friend of mine. He apologized to Lennox. And I guess that was the assignment that he was feeling and apologized. I was saying all this stuff, I didn't mean this. And all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, he called him out and all this junk. So, you know, Lennox don't even have to respond because I'm going to respond for him. I'm going to whip his ass for Lennox. And I hope Lennox will be front, row, and center to see that. You know, so now it's personal. Thank you.
Yeah, and one more question, Deontay. Did you see the Joshua and White fight this week? Because I remember you talking about it, and you didn't think it was going to be a blowout, which it wasn't. So what are your thoughts about both fighters? Because I know I saw Malik Scott training with Dillon White, who you're friends with. So give me your insight on both those fighters and what their future plans.
Talking about the Joshua and White fight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like both guys personally. You know, personally, I like both guys, and I think White put up a hell of a great fight. He turned into a more of a brawl kind of fight. I think he went back to what he did in the amateurs and brought that same kind of intuition to the fight, that mindset to the fight, and just swung away. Which both guys hurt each other, which was great on Joshua's behalf, because as he started really just getting on up in elite, fighting elite guys, you know, he's going to realize that he's going to be able to experience a lot more than what he's experienced. That's just going to be the beginning of getting hit and getting buzzed and stuff like that. This is boxing. You know, this is boxing. You got to get hit. You know, no matter how swift you are, unless you get him out of there quick in the first round, a couple of times, as the longer those rounds go, the more risk of chance you're going to get hit. And that's just part of boxing. You're going to get hit, man. You know, and the fight was okay. It's congratulations to Joshua on that fight, and hopefully that he continues to be guided in the right direction until he meets the champion.
Thanks, Deontay. And then one question for Archer. Archer, are you friends with Christoph Lopp? Because I know you were on the undercard of that fight with Pete Huck, and you both being the Southpaws.
Pytanie do ciebie, czy jesteś przyjacielem Krzyśka Głowackiego? Wiem, że walczyłeś tego samego wieczoru, kiedy on walczył. Czy dostajesz od niego jakieś rady, sugestie przed tą walką?
Yes, of course, this is my big friend. We know him. I know him a very long time, like 15 years. We was together. We were very young in a Polish national team. Amateur, senior, junior, cadet, everything. Yeah, of course, he told me Every time call me, Arthur, train hard, you must do that, this, and that's it. We are friends. And every time when he fight, I do that the same. This is my big friend. And, you know, if you can hear something good for everybody, you must take this. You know what I mean? I do that.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck with the fight.
Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna last question.
That was our final question.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Once again, Showtime Stamps. Excuse me?
I have one. Arthur, I want something to say, okay?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Arthur.
We are sportsmen. We are gladiators. We won't fight. Why we not do drug tests before fight like a blood official? Will be good promotion for sport, for clean sport. Champion won't test drug tests. I won't drug test. We can do that. We show world we are clean boxers, we are clean fighters, and we are gladiators. Everybody take care of self. And I won't go for the ring, stay inside all my body, all my heart, but I won't be 100% sure my opponent is clean. You know what I mean? This was good promotion for boxing and champ. What's going on? Come on.
Oh no, we have no problem with that. I'm all about, you know, I'm waiting on the day where it comes to the point where they drug test year round. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to. So, you know, I'm all about cleaning up the sport. Too many guys is abusing the sport, trying to cheat. You know, I don't believe in cheating myself out of life. I never cheated out of life. Nothing has ever been given to me in life. Everything I have, everything I've owned, I had to work my ass out for. So I'm a million percent agreeing with you. You know, I have no problem with that. Drug testing or whatever, I have no problem with none of that. Whenever it comes with drug tests, I'll be the first in line.
Exactly, champ. You are champ. You can do that. We can show all world we are clean. It's your choice. We can do together both. Like before fight, no before fight. Now whatever WBC can. You are champ. If I will be champ, I want every time before wherever when you're training somebody coming and interacting, you know, official. This is you are champ.
Arthur, I think that Deontay said he has no problem with that, and we will after we get off this call, we'll make appropriate arrangements. But I think we were planning on drug testing anyway.
Great.
Yeah, most definitely. That is absolutely 100% must or requirement, you know, for the drug testing. You can test our blood, you can test the urine, you can test the nuts, you can test whatever you need. You know, I'm totally agreeing with you out there on that. This is what it requires anyway. So I definitely want a clean fight, you know, and I want both of us to come in there healthy. And January the 16th, I want us to put on a great show. I'm gonna be having America on my back. You're gonna have the Polish community on your back. Yeah, it is your opportunity to be the first Polish heavyweight champion of the world. You know, sometimes opportunities don't come twice. They only come once. So please take advantage of this opportunity. Please train hard. Please train well, man, because this is it right here. This is your opportunity right here that I'm blessing you with. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, everybody. One more time, it's Showtime Championship Boxing, January 16th, 9 p.m., Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York. Tickets for the live event start at $25, up to $500 for VIP ringsides, $300 for ringside seats. www.ticketmaster.com, barclayscenter.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000, or at the Barclays Center box office. And there's a 10% discount for anyone who purchases before January 1st. Happy holidays, everybody, and see you soon.